Rich.
For this week's programme, we have something of a treat. A long-forgotten interview from deep in our archives with someone who is nothing less than a Czech legend. If you ask just about anyone in this country who is the best-loved Czech actor of all time, you will almost certainly hear the name Jan Werich. Several generations of Czechs have grown up to love his larger-than-life character, his distinctive and deep voice, and his wonderfully expressive and humorous face, immortalized in films that span a career of 50 years. Born in 1905, Werich first shot to fame in the late 1920s, when he joined forces with his friend and fellow actor Jiří Voskovec and the composer Jaroslav Ježek.
Hey, Ruk! Hey, Ruk!
Their satirical left-wing musical cabaret, the Osvobozené divadlo, or Liberated Theatre, was immensely popular in the decade leading up to the Second World War, and its songs, like this one, Hej Rup, are much loved to this day.
Nemít chleba, nemít práci, živořit jak darebáci, to přec nikam nevede. Sám si nikdo neví rady, dejme hlavy dohromady, snad se nám to povede.
During their wartime exile in America, Voskovec and Werich continued their collaboration, and their satirical broadcasts to their occupied homeland became legendary.
Ještě jednu zimu musíme Hitlerovi dopřát. Jen jednu zimu.
Und jetzt zur Ehre der deutschen Wehrmacht in Russland. Wer die das 1, 2, 3. Die Fahne hoch, die Reihen dicht geschlossen. Žení se hoch s tím pousem pod nosem.
While Jiří Voskovec remained in exile, Jan Werich returned home after the war, and despite the constant attention of the censors, he continued his successful career in communist Czechoslovakia. His collaboration with the famous puppeteer Jiří Trnka led to some wonderful modern fairy tales, and he also starred in some of the most popular Czech films of the 1950s and 60s. By the time Jan Werich died in 1980, he was a true cultural institution. So you can imagine my delight when I came across an interview with Werich recorded for Radio Prague's service to Britain and Ireland in 1960, on the occasion of the actor's 55th birthday on February the 6th. So let's now listen to part of that interview, which starts in a rather unusual fashion. With typical humour, Werich agreed that he would only give the interview on one condition, as we'll now hear, as we go over to Radio Prague's Kevin Stewart in February 1960.
After a little more encouragement and persuasion, Mr. Werich promised to come along to our studio, but on one condition, that we sing Happy Birthday for him. And because a man must keep his word, we were forced to sing. We hope you'll forgive us if our singing is slightly out of tune, because it's not exactly in our line.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Werich! Happy birthday to you!
So we satisfied Jan Werich, and he in his turn fulfilled his promise. He came to the radio and answered the following questions.
Now, Mr. Werich, you've been to Britain several times. What would you say interested you most?
Well, I've been in Britain three times altogether. The first time was 1945, right after the war. And then I was in London in 1956 and 57. I like London very much, I have to tell you, sincerely. Yeah, I was coming from New York in 1945, where I lived during the war. And I like New York. New York is a terrific city. It's a great city, and mean, of course, because they don't have time to be nice to you. Of course, I'm exaggerating. I mean, my feeling was, maybe because I was there as a refugee, that they don't have time to stop and ask you whether you need something or not. But I like in New York, mostly, the old part of New York. When I came to London, suddenly I realized that what I liked most in New York was a copy of London. You know what I mean?
From the old parts of London also.
That's right. And I like London very much. I wish I could come to go to London soon.
And I'm sure that many people in Britain would also like to see you there soon, too. Now, what about the theatre in London? Did you see any interesting plays while you were there?
Yes, some very interesting, like Under Milkwood, do you know it?
Yes,
by Dylan Thomas. Was a very interesting performance. I think it would be worthwhile to try the translation here in this country and do it. I think it's a very hard job, of course, to translate it. But I think it was the most interesting play I saw there. And then I saw, of course, some Shakespeare performance. That was some performance in Stratford. It was a very, very nice performance. And there I saw an actor, which I think is, if not the best, it's very hard to say who is the best actor. I'm speaking of Emlyn Williams. I think that Iago of his, I can't imagine anything better. I saw a lot of Iagos. I saw in New York a very nice performance of Othello with Robeson. But Emily Williams, I think, was Iago. Of all Iagos, the best Iago I have ever seen.
Now, what are your favorite authors?
So I like Shakespeare very much. And I like Molière and these people, and I think everybody has to like, because there is always something to read. I like Hemingway, of course. I like Camus, and I like Shaw. I can't tell you offhand like this. I would have to think a long time, because just I don't want to say names, you know.
You have
a lot of... Of course, I like Chekhov very much. I think Chekhov is one of the best authors for the theater. And he started that realistic movement in the theater. Though I am not one of those actors or theatrical people who just would swear on realism only and nothing but realism, you know. I don't believe in methods.
You're not one of the teapot school of actors.
I think that Stanislavski has written a marvelous book which could help an actor, but which can't make an actor of a man just by reading it. And then Thurber, I like very much.
Yes, a favorite of mine, too.
It's a very nice author.
Now, you say that Shakespeare, of course, is included, and there have been considerable rumors, and in the newspapers, that you've expressed a desire to play Falstaff.
I would love to. I'm trying to get Falstaff out of the play, Henry the Fourth, and just to leave the story of Falstaff going to war. I don't know whether I will succeed or not, but I'm trying hard, and I think I will do it.
At this point, given the benefit of hindsight, I'll interrupt Jan Werich's interview from 1960 to say that he never did get to play Falstaff on the stage. This was primarily because of bullying by the communist authorities, who never quite trusted him. But he did make his own translation of both parts of Henry IV, which was published in 1969. The book was accompanied by a record with a couple of scenes from Henry IV, Part 1. Here is a short extract with Werich playing Falstaff opposite Jan Tschiska as Prince Harry on the battlefield in Act 5.
Harry, jestli mě během bitvy uvidíš někde ležet, pěkně mě překroč. Na důkaz přátelství, chápeš?
Jedině Kolos by svedl důkaz takového přátelství. Pěkně se pomodli a teď s Bohem.
Už aby byl večer, Jindro, a všechno by bylo šťastně za náma.
Ty jsi stejně Bohu dlužen smrt.
Ale ještě není splatná. Proč bych měl s placením pospíchat?
A taste there of Jan Werich as Falstaff. But now back to 1960 and to Kevin Stewart.
You've spent a great deal of your life making people laugh and portraying the humorous side of life. Now, what do you yourself find funny? What makes you laugh?
I will tell you something which you would laugh at. I wanted to write a book about this because I don't know what makes people laugh. I'm serious. I don't know. I know how to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why they laugh. And probably people don't know themselves why. And this is something which has to be discovered. I'm being serious now. I'm not kidding.
No.
Really, no one knows what makes people laugh. And no one knows what makes people vicious.
Now, to go back to your visits to Britain, you appeared on television.
Well, I was invited by the BBC television 3 years ago. They put me in that program called Tall Stories.
Tall Stories, yes.
I enjoyed it very much. I don't know whether the audience enjoyed it, but I was very pleased and I enjoyed it.
What about your story?
I had a story. I was just... I came from Italy that year and people mistook me for Hemingway. So I was telling a story about a girl who thought I was Hemingway and wanted me to sign a book for her. And she said, well, you are that man who has written The Old Man and the Sea. So I told her I was only the old man and not that man who has written it. And then she said, you know Hemingway? I said, no, I'm not Hemingway. But I promise that next time I'll be born, I'll be Hemingway because it pays to be Hemingway. And she said, you know Hemingway, so what are you? I said, I'm an actor. She said, actore only? And that was the last I heard from her.
Now, this likeness between yourself and Hemingway often crops up, but there's another similarity between you. You have a common hobby, I believe, and that's fishing.
Yeah, unfortunately, only the common hobby, you know. Of course, he likes to fish, I like to fish, and he likes to hunt, I like to hunt. Of course, he fishes for big fish, I fish just for small fish, because he can fish deep sea fishing. And he hunts big game, and I hunt just hares and pheasants. But I think the fun we have is the same.
Is the same.
Though I have to tell you, about 5 months ago I caught a big fish, and I'm not exaggerating, I caught a salmon. Well, in pounds it would be 12, 13 pounds, 13 pounder.
Which is a big fish.
Well, this is a big fish, I think. Of course, Hemingway caught bigger.
He's caught bigger, yeah. Well, let me thank you very much for coming along here, Mr. Verich. And hope that we'll see lots more of you and hear lots more of your stories on the stage, fishing and otherwise.
Well, I thank you.
Thank you.
Radio Prague's Kevin Stewart interviewing Jan Verich in February 1960, bringing this edition of Czech Books to an end.